Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Oh, hello, Alice. How are you?
I am so well. It's a glorious time to be here in
Excellent.
The studio in Tamaki Makaurau. It's a sunny day outside.
It is. And it's better for having you walk through the door, I have to say. We've just been comparing Christchurch holidays, which is great.
Yes.
Nothing like the South Island.
Yeah, and look, I'll say that in terms of a vibe check, South Island really pulled through this summer.
I feel like
was a strong contender, but ultimately I came crawling back to Auckland.
Don't we all? Yeah. Don't we all? We're not alone in the studio, though. We've got another actually good South Island person in here. Hello, Abby Howell.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you up here.
Yes, and you're kicking off the schedule, I never know which one
me
it is.
Me either.
Of esteemed theatre artists that we'll be having in the show for this year. Like,
yes.
Honestly, I'm so excited. So Abby is coming back. You've come back to Auckland.
Yes.
Because you were away. Where were you? What was going on?
Well, okay, it's a great question because it's complicated, everyone. So yeah, I decided in like August last year, I was like, you know what, everyone? I'm going to move to Auckland. See you, Dunedin. Get out of here. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And I moved to Auckland a week and a half later, lockdown,
hey,
baby. So to come crawling back to the dirty D, absolute towel between my legs. So like, it's me back again. And I have been living with our parents for the last 4 months. Sun said it was actually really great.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's
we
great.
Had a great time. We watched a lot of good shows and had happy hour at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
Every night.
Gorgeous.
So many cheese boards. But I have officially moved to Auckland. It's genuinely
Yay.
Happening this time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you've come back and you're coming riding into town with your show, Harlequin.
Yes.
Which you actually debuted the work
a few years ago, yeah.
Yes, in Wellington, and last year it graced the an Auckland season in the International Comedy Festival where you won the Director's Choice Award.
Yeah.
I had the pleasure of seeing it last year and totally gassed you up hard on the show last year. Excited that you're bringing it back. But you've been away from stand-up. Obviously, you've done a lot of, there's been a lot of theatre, a lot of acting, a lot of writing. But now you're back and you're doing the stand-up show. So what brought you back?
Oh, thank you. Well, it was like a number of things, I guess. Like, I first did comedy when I was like 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I really loved it. Like, it was quite a key moment in my life the first time I did it, because I'd always been obsessed with comedy, but I never thought that I could do it.
Yeah.
But my friend was like, oh, we should do this open mic, and I was sort of my New Year's resolution was to say yes more.
Yes,
so
great.
I was like, okay, I'll do it even though I don't want to. But yeah, I did it and I just absolutely loved it, and
oh, awesome.
I kept gigging around, but I loved being on stage, but everything else I really hated. I was usually this is like quite a few years ago now, but I was usually the only woman in the green room.
Yeah,
I'd usually be like ignored or like head on, or like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't like it. And then after a while, I was like, I don't really want to do this anymore.
Mm.
And convinced myself that I didn't like comedy and I didn't like stand up. And
but it was the culture all along.
Yeah, I didn't even like it anyway. And I went on and did other things, but like, kind of around, I guess, like 20. There was like a bunch of things that kind of happened. First of all, I went to the Edinburgh Fringe for the first time.
Oh, cool.
And like, got to see people doing comedy, and just people doing comedy totally on their own terms.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I saw this amazing show by a comedian called Zoe Coombs-Ma called Trigger Warning. And the show was like, she dresses as a man, so she comes out as a male comic called Dave, who's like really like the classic misogynist like comic, and the premise of the show is like Dave has got attacked online for not being feminist enough. So he's trying to do a feminist show.
Oh my God.
And yeah, it was just incredible. And seeing work like that was like, oh, you can really, there's no rules actually.
No.
You kind of can do whatever you want.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. And
so
yeah.
When you talk about comedy on your own terms, what are your terms for comedy? And what would you say is what's really carrying your momentum forward in comedy?
Well, another thing I started doing was like storytelling. So, the first time it happened, I was like working in Wellington and I was working as a receptionist and like this job that I absolutely hated. Mm. And I got asked to do that storytelling event. And so I talked about like my job at the, it was like a pathology clinic. So it was like, ooh, people like literally handed me their feces and urine samples. It was so terrible. I hate it so much. But
comedy gold to be mined from that though.
Yeah. But then and then I did the storytelling event again and I had that same feeling that I did when I did stand up for the first time. But the feeling in the room was different. It felt like it felt like they were laughing because they were connecting with me and like that I was being vulnerable on stage, being completely myself. And so the room felt really different to
the
stand-up
so cool.
rooms.
Yeah.
And so I decided that I wanted to kind of pursue that and doing comedy that was like rooted in vulnerability and connection and not putting anyone down, like not even myself really. Still being celebratory of myself and and so that's kind of what has been my ethos for doing comedy, because I think it hasn't traditionally been a safe space for everyone. And I'd really love that anyone comes to my show can feel safe with me. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm not going to put anyone down, and not even myself. Like, I'll
really
tell you
like
embarrassing
that.
Things,
yeah.
but I'm not ashamed of them, you know.
Yes.
So, part of the tapestry
it is.
Of who I am.
It's actually because I saw the work, when I saw it, that is actually something that really struck me about it, is that I don't like it as an audience member if I'm getting heckled or whatever,
you know.
I get that for some people they love it, so that's awesome. But also I don't like seeing when comedians or performers do that thing. It's like they really put themselves down, they really are the bag of shit that they're kicking, and you're like,
I don't want to say that.
I don't want to yuck anyone's yum, but like there's another way to do it. And as you say, there are ways that we can share these stories about ourselves that might be embarrassing, but they're not things that are gonna, that we're not trying to undo,
you don't
ourselves.
Come out a lesser person.
I think it affects your mental, well, it definitely affected my mental health when I would just come out and be like, I'm a bag of shit.
It's quite hard to be able to turn that mental switch off.
Definitely.
It feels like a very generous way of making work, Abby, to be kind of setting yourself those parameters and setting your audience that parameter as well. And that is something that, as you say, walking into that as a performer, but also as an audience member, there is like a established idea that you're here to have a good time, you know?
Yes.
You're not here to like have to have a stressful interaction. Comedy should be fun, and fun is like quite easy to make safe if you just set yourself some rules, I guess.
I really wanted to feel joyful and like celebratory, and that like you leave the show feeling like because like those things have meant so much to me in the past, like I really have attached myself, you know, when I have hard times you look for those things that kind of uplift you, or like know, make you feel like the world's gonna be okay just for a second. So I sort of wanted to like to do that, even though my show like it has like a down point as well, but I hope ultimately it comes up at the end, because I do a real cool dance.
You've sold me, it's gonna be fun and there's gonna be dancing. I do want to know though, what is Harlequins actually about, like if you were kind of gonna give an elevator pitch for people?
Great question. I'm not very good at it. I think it's about, well, I talk about female comedians from history, and then so that's kind of like the structure. I sort of check in with them throughout the show, but then I also link that to like myself and kind of like how I got into comedy, and how that is kind of like a comeback show then. Why I took a break and then why I'm back, baby.
Awesome.
And then a big theme as well is like musicals, because like before I was a comedian, I really wanted to be musical theatre person so much. So that's quite a big leap as well. Well, it's quite, it's in there quite a lot because, yeah, I sucked real hard at musicals, but but loved them with all my heart.
Yeah,
but I was like the worst chorus member ever.
But having a great time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, they would have to pull me aside and say, can you tone down your smiling? Because it's too much. Like,
you're a street urchin.
Yeah.
Less happy. Yeah.
No, genuinely, I was in a funeral scene one time for like, it was like Dusty the Musical, which is like this terrible musical about Dusty Springfield. But I was just having such a good time. And my feeling was like, I feel like everyone up should be raising up to come to my level, you know? Yeah. Why do I have to come down?
And actually, like, as a metaphor, that's a gorgeous segue. The vital stats on the show, because I've seen the show and I will go and see the show again. It is a really, it's joyful. There's some catharsisism. That's not a word. In the work, it does feel safe. It's jolly. There's some biting. What do you call it? Social commentary in there as well.
Thank you very much.
and yeah, true and utter joy. What a great way to kick off your year.
Yeah,
back
absolutely.
In the theatre. When do you open?
It opens on the 25th of January.
Next Tuesday
yeah. At the Basement Theatre at 6:30.
Oh, awesome. You know, that is a gorgeous time, right?
Yes.
You can have a beer or a non-alcoholic beverage, go see the show, and then grab some dins afterwards.
And it'll still be light, so it'll be great. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely perfect. Yeah, a great time. Please come.
Abby, I think you've sold it to us very, very roundly. Thank you so much for coming in, Abby Howell, and also the wonderful Alice Canton. Great way to kick the year in the theatre world back off and back into gear. We'll see you next week, Alice, and we'll see you in the theatre, Abby.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Anytime.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.